This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour two of the Thursday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We're starting things out, going to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. So let's talk to Bill in Virginia on the Amplifier line. Hey, Bill.
Hey, is this that GCN Live show?
This is Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, it is. Again?
Again and again. Six nights a week.
All right. You guys were talking about, you know, the other night how, you know, they're giving these political surveys to students and, you know, they kind of box them in with these answers. You know, they've only got, like, you know, the red or the blue choice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. This was at a high school, government high school, where they gave them a survey that said, well, liberal or conservative, which one are you? And then they ask them a series of questions that are, you can only choose one or the other. And then they give them their, the answers at the end, and they say, well, according to your answers, Bill, looks like you're a conservative. That's what they're doing.
So, I mean, you know, I get these phone calls all the time from, you know, I guess the campaigns of people who are running in my area. And, you know, they want to ask me all these questions that they think are going to nail me down in terms of how I'm going to vote. And so, you know, I let them go, you know, instead of hanging up and saying, I don't want to do it. You know, I got better things to do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they ask me all these questions, and they'll give me, you know, like A through D, and I'll be like, oh, my answer is E. And they get really confused, and they're like, well, we don't have that. And I was like, yeah, I know you don't, because, you know, I'm a libertarian, and I believe, you know, these things. And, you know, they try and ask me how I feel about this issue or that issue, and I'm like, well, you know, the thing I'm really concerned about is rights. Do you have that on your list? And they get really, they don't know what to do. They're going back and forth, asking their managers, what should I do, and trying to, you know, fill things out.
Bill, you're too outside of the box for these people.
I do love these telephone surveys. I've just got too big of a mouth not to talk to them.
I've never had one. No one's ever called me like this.
Well, you're so private.
Oh, I feel sorry for you, because it's a lot of fun. You know, I really try and make them think and see that there's other issues out there and other viewpoints. And
I just
don't want to answer that.
I agree. I'm actually on the Zogby list for their internet surveys, and it kind of bugs me sometimes when they don't have a libertarian choice. But to give them a little bit of credit, they actually do have sometimes libertarian choices. And, in fact, on political, what's your political persuasion choices, they actually do have a choice for libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, there is an other choice, and I can fill in an answer. But in many cases, there's still that sort of in-the-box style questioning, which is why I kind of wish I could get a phone survey once. That way I could actually kind of experience the same thing you are with this person that would just be totally amazed at, you know, experiencing this call that they weren't expecting at all. And I get the free cruise calls. I get the insurance salesman calls. I just don't get the political calls.
Yeah, I just think it's important that people out there, you know, really just start to know that they can say no to, you know, a question. I don't want to answer that. Or, you know, if somebody, you know, on the street or on a forum asks them a question, just cross it out or draw yourself another box for an answer that doesn't exist and fill that in. I do that all the time on government forums.
Excellent suggestion, Bill. We definitely appreciate it, man. Let us know next time that happens to you.
Will do.
Thanks. And any highlights? Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231.
Bill clearly colors outside the lines.
I like it. That's the kind of behavior I enjoy. All right. So FEMA, we mentioned them last hour very briefly, and apparently there's more incompetence at work. What's
this
latest?
This is less incompetence and more tyranny. It's a little scary.
Oh, really?
Morgan City, Louisiana, Associated Press. Residents of trailer parks set up by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, just in case you didn't know what FEMA stood for, to house hurricane victims in Louisiana aren't allowed to talk to the press without an official escort. That's according to the Baton Rouge Advocate. In one instance, a security guard ordered an advocate reporter out of a trailer during an interview in Morgan City. Similar FEMA rules were enforced in Devant and, oh my gosh, what is Plamkaimines Parish? FEMA spokesman Rochelle Rohde wouldn't say whether the security guard's actions complied with FEMA policy, saying the matter was being reviewed. But she confirmed that FEMA does not allow the news media to speak alone to residents in their trailers. If a resident invites the media to the trailer, they have to be escorted by a FEMA representative who sits in on the interview.
Can the resident leave the park and then go and do an interview? It's just in the trailers; they aren't allowed to.
Apparently, that's what they're specifying. But still, it's a little weird. I mean, they give them a house, and then they tell them, just like every other government program, they give you something, and then they tell you how you can use it.
Yes.
So
this is typical.
You don't have a freedom of the press if you live in government housing.
Right. You are a government serf.
Right.
And you will do as you're instructed.
Greg Leslie, legal defense director for the Reporters Committee of the Freedom of the Press organization, said FEMA's refusal to allow trailer park residents to invite news media into their homes and escorted was unconstitutional.
FEMA's unconstitutional, so it really doesn't matter what they do, right? I mean, if the entire agency is unconstitutional, then they can just do whatever they want that's unconstitutional. Doesn't that follow? Makes sense.
What they're doing here is more unconstitutional than the fact that they exist.
Okay.
Congress had the ability to enact laws. If in those laws they created a bureaucracy, so be it. It's not unconstitutional as much as it's not what the Founding Fathers probably meant. It's certainly not what the precepts of liberty that this country was founded on.
I don't know if the Founding Fathers intended for any bureaucracies to really be created. Maybe the Navy. I think they outlined that one in there.
They did.
What else? I mean, was there anything else in the Constitution?
Post office?
Yeah, did they specify a post office or just post roads? I don't recall. Mm. I know they mentioned post roads need to be built, but they never specified that only the post office should be able to transmit mail across the country. So even though they did specify post roads, they didn't say private people couldn't build their own post roads. Mm-hmm. You couldn't build your own roads or operate your own post office or whatever you want to call it, private mail service.
I think we need to tear it all down and just start with the Constitution again. And maybe we could just do a little tweaking on the Constitution, make it harder to circumvent.
I don't know. I wouldn't oppose that. I think it'd be a good step in the right direction, but I think it'd be even better if we just tore it all down completely and allowed all the 50 states to be their own little states. What good is the federal government?
You know,
really? Why do we need it? I mean, as a defender of the Constitution, why do we need the federal government?
I don't have a good explanation as to why we need the federal government. It's useless. The reason is to regulate commerce between the states, because that's what the biggest problem they had previously as with the Articles of Confederation. I don't know enough about the Articles of Confederation. I need to study on that subject.
But we know that there are countries around the world, many of them are smaller than some of the states in the United States.
Yeah.
We know there are countries around the world that trade and regulate their business with other countries on their own. Why can't each of the 50 states set their own trade rules or whatever it is that they want to set for themselves? Maybe one state will be really horrible and oppressive, and maybe some of the others won't be that way. I don't care happens in
the federal government should be there to enshrine the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights specifically.
Yeah.
The federal government should be there to make
the states... But the states have bills of rights.
They do, but...
some of them. I don't know if all of them do. I know that New Hampshire, I think, does.
They do, but I like this one. You know, I like the idea that...
Many of the states' bills of rights have a lot of... You know, they basically took a carbon copy of the federal Bill of Rights and then added to it. Defined it a little bit better.
And what's the difference if you have a state? I mean, you're just going to get a large bureaucracy in place that's going to want to do the same things that the federal government has done.
Well, I understand that, but at least then we only have the state bureaucracy to deal with instead of the state bureaucracy and then the federal bureaucracy on top of it. Adding another layer of bureaucracy does not help the situation. I mean, you would agree that adding the UN on top of the federal government would not make things any better.
No, it would make it worse.
But the UN could easily come in there and say, well, we need to regulate your interstate activities. We need to regulate the activities between your state, the United States, and Canada. Or Andorra.
And also the federal government is there for military protection purposes for the state.
And each individual state should be able to provide that as well.
I'd rather
There's
have
no reason why
what
they
about
can't.
The Navy?
Well, some states wouldn't need a Navy, would they? So they wouldn't have to pay for that crap. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, like Montana or Wyoming, one of those states in the middle of the country. All you need is a little ship for the lakes or something.
I think I like the Fed.
More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Here it is, folks. The 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki there. WIKI.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. There's over 700 unique pages created by our listeners. In fact, you could be one of them. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get signed up for a free account, and then you can edit virtually anything that you see. You can, if you think something's wrong, change it. If you want to add to it, add to it. If you want to delete something, you can do that as well. Of course, the catch is, so can everyone else. interesting dynamic. wiki.freetalklive.com, and it's free, of course, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So one of the reasons why a lot of people are joining the Free State Project is because they're tired of big, oppressive, intrusive governments. They're tired of governments around the country taking their money by force, that's called taxing, and then spending it the way they want to spend it. Spending it on all kinds of stupid ideas, like FEMA and all the other crap. In fact, I asked a question a moment ago to you, Mark, is what good is the federal government? And you, after thinking really, really hard, said, the Navy!
Well, that's pretty much what I believe, is I believe the federal government, the government in general is there to police us. I believe it's there to protect us in a military sense, to some level or another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure what I believe on that, but yeah, I'm pretty close. And I like the FAA.
Okay. The FAA, well, that could be replaced by state agency, by state government agencies as well. And in regards to the Navy, it's not very fair to force people in the middle of America to pay for the Navy, which is just effectively protecting the states on the east and west coast.
Not entirely. The reason that the people in the center states are so well protected is because we are in such an unusual position geographically.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of the oldest undisputed borders in history.
Yeah.
So the places that we would be attacked would be along the coasts. Therefore, if they want to avoid being attacked through the, from the coast towards mm-hmm. the land, then they need to protect that coastline.
But it's not their responsibility. It's not their responsibility
why
to protect New Hampshire and New York and all those other
Is it my responsibility? I live a mile from the coast. Why is it my responsibility? There's several people with houses along the way.
It's not. It's not your responsibility.
Well,
it's nobody's responsibility.
Anarchy breaks down.
And everything, no, it doesn't break down. Everything should
broken
be funded
down
on a voluntary basis. And
right.
The fact that you want to fund it coercively is pretty sick. Well, here's another example of how wonderful the federal government is. I mean, your favorite government here. Here's an example for you.
It is my favorite.
From ABCNews.com, the federal government is spending close to $1 million per year to help homeless alcoholics in Seattle, specifically, live in a place that's called a wet house. Yes, that's right. It's a place for homeless men and women to eat, sleep, and drink
mm-hmm.
as much as they want. The idea is to save the cost of more time in jail or the emergency room. The residents were chosen from a list of 200 of the county's highest consumers of public funds, people who have been alcoholics for over 15 years and have failed at least 6 times to get sober. So this is the upper echelon of alcoholics that's living here. According to Bill Hobson,
what are they going to do if they fail this program? They're just going to take them out and shoot them?
Oh, no, there's no failing this. Let me give you the details. According to Bill Hobson, executive director of the Downtown Emergency Service Center, the nonprofit that runs 1811 East Lake, quote, people are taken directly from the street and are not required to go through treatment and stabilization to live at the center. So that guy that Torgo was talking about on Monday night that thought he was Batman out mm-hmm. in the middle of the street in downtown Sarasota, where we do the show from Sarasota, and he was working down there. Man, homeless, drunk, out in the street, kicking cars, yelling, standing in the front of traffic. No reason. There's no reason to put him through treatment or stabilization. Just bring him on into 1811 East Lake in Seattle, where he can drink all he wants.
Well, he would have failed treatment several times before he went in there. I'm not saying I like this program. The idea, to me, is it's just ludicrous.
Oh, there's more. Wait, it's not ludicrous enough yet. Hold on. Hobson says that's because it's difficult to persuade people who've been drinking for over 15 years to quit altogether. He says at the end of the day, the holiest grail of harm reduction is abstinence. For a certain percentage of people that are living alcoholic lives, they just can't quit immediately. And that I understand. Addiction can be really profound. Alcoholism, it's tough to break that.
Yeah, it is. It's a big one.
So he's right about that. While the residence does employ 5 clinical case managers to discuss alternatives to alcoholism with the residents, rehabilitation is not a requirement to stay. The case managers look for alternatives to quitting cold. For instance, if you can drink whiskey every day, how about switching to beer? You can still maintain the craving, but it's a less injurious product, says Hobson. According to him, the cost of running the center is about $950,000. $1,000 per year, approximately $13,000 per homeless bum. The funding comes from federal grants.
Pretty cheap, actually.
And each resident is required to pay 30% of whatever income they have for rent. Well, that's a pretty hefty requirement. So the bums go out and panhandle every day, and then the government requires them to pay 30% of their panhandling proceeds. Hobson says many of the
They have to report
right.
their panhandling.
Hobson says many of the residents they see have chronic illnesses like diabetes and liver cancer, and they're treated by a nurse practitioner from a nearby medical center. By servicing the patients, they're freeing up emergency room space. But Rob Anderson, who runs a business next to the wet house, says allowing the residents to drink creates problems for others in the community. He says, quote, I'm trying to run a business, and we've been here for 68 years. We've got them urinating in our flower beds, to passed out in our flower beds, harassing my customers. Oh, well, guess you got to move there, Rob, because the feds are behind this. Big money involved here, $1 million a year to run this place. He says the house may be saving taxpayers money, I doubt that, but costing longtime members of the community like him their livelihoods. He says if something doesn't change within the next 2 years, we might go under. Since the residents receives grant money, a report on whether or not the center has been successful in saving taxpayers money will be produced. Gee, what do you think that's going to show? Think they'll be able to spin the numbers? Possibly.
Well, they're going to, because otherwise they're not going to get any funding back.
If it shows this kind of project doesn't have any impact on consumption, then that's an important finding. Other American cities are looking into similar wet house projects. So, if you didn't understand, if you're a homeless bum in Seattle, you can go to this place, presuming they have a room open, where you get to eat and drink, and they'll buy you the beer.
You know, it sounds to me like it would work. And they all sound like they'd work. Every one of the government programs sounds like it's going to work on paper. But once it gets implemented, it just doesn't. Or it doesn't work as well as it should.
So I have a question for you. Since you think this is $1 million wasted, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a waste of a program, and I agree with you. And you can name countless other federal programs that you and I would agree on should go away.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to, if you could, if there was a switch in front of you, and you could pull the switch, and after you pulled the switch, all of your favorite, all of your hated federal government programs would disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But also, so would the Navy. Would you pull the switch?
The Navy?
Yeah. So would your favorite, and the FAA.
You know what? Absolutely. I would pull that switch because the fact is the American people are going to demand a certain level of government. I hope that level of government is going to be significantly smaller, but they would have to rebuild it, so it would have to start smaller. So, yeah.
Sounds
I'll
good.
I'll pull it.
All right, 800-259-9231. Fred's on the line in Montana. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come here, we're going to talk about Al-Qaeda and apparently their status in the world. Are they being damaged by this war on terror or not? We'll get into that and your calls about anything, of course. But let's talk a little bit more about the homeless first, since we've kind of been focusing on the homeless to some extent throughout the week. We talked about the crazy Batman guy on Monday, and last week you mentioned that you hate homeless people, Mark.
I really don't like them very much.
And we just had the story out of Seattle about how the federal government is spending $1 million of your taxpayer dollars per year on what they call a wet house, where homeless bums are allowed to come into this essentially multi-unit apartment building and live for free. Well, they have to pay 30% of what they earn every day or every week.
Panhandle.
Yeah. So presuming they're earning something at all, they have to supposedly have to pay 30% of it towards the place. But that does nothing to offset the $1 million per year the federal government is sending this place. And this is an idea that's going to spread, because it's a way for certain charities to milk money out of the federal government, and the federal government bureaucrats can pat themselves on the back for helping the homeless. And, I mean, everybody who's connected is going to get rich. So this is going to spread. You're going to see more of these so-called wet houses where they're giving away alcohol to homeless people on your taxpayer money. Now, if that doesn't make you want to stop paying your income taxes, I don't know what will. I mean, what a waste. How useless. I like being able to turn down homeless people when they ask me for money. But in this case, I can't, because the federal government's jacking my money from me at gunpoint and then handing it to homeless bums so they can drink. Now, I'm not saying I have something against... I'm not like you, Mark. I don't have anything against the homeless. As long as they stay off my property and they go live in a little patch of forest somewhere where they're not bothering anybody, then they can be homeless. I don't care. Just stay off my property. Don't pass out in the, you know, on the bench out in front of my business. Don't harass my customers. Then I'm going to have a problem with you. But until then, if you're just homeless, fine.
Well, I guess I don't have a problem with somebody who doesn't have a home. I have a problem with panhandlers and people that
are... The in-your-face people.
Yeah, the people that are out and sleeping on park benches and dirty and... Ugh.
So I'm agreeing with you on those people. I don't want them around me, at least. And if more property was private in America, there'd be less of that behavior.
Absolutely. I mean, when somebody's on your private property and doing those sorts of things, it's a crime.
I remember when I was working for the last radio station I worked for, it was downtown Sarasota.
I worked there with you.
And it was right there on Main Street. And I remember coming to work one morning on a Saturday morning to run board for a show. And there was a man lying just flat out on the ground. No pillow, not even a book, a backpack under his head or anything. Just passed out cold.
Wow.
On the ground, just right, not
That's
on the street.
Be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, he was on the sidewalk, obviously wasted. You know, before he passed, you've got to be wasted to pass out in a position like this.
Okay.
And I just thought to myself, wow, that man is laying right in front of that person's doorway. I mean, it is on a street like a main street in most any town USA. Isn't the sidewalky area actually owned by the government, or is that, you know, is that right of way?
Yeah.
Basically.
Sure. That's government problem.
Okay. So therefore, to get this guy off of your property, you have to hope that the cops are going to come and take care of the problem.
No, I don't.
No?
No. I'm going to get him up.
And then how are you going to get rid of him?
He's going to get out of there.
What are you going to do if he doesn't?
He's going to get out of there.
You have something to persuade him?
The fact
Can you point a gun at a homeless man?
Who
won't leave the front of your building?
I don't know what a homeless person, when a homeless person accuses a regular person of something, they don't have a lot of sway.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Why? Because you're homeless.
No lawyer's going to work for a homeless guy, right?
Right. They don't want them in their office. They stink.
Well, here's
Get
some,
out of here.
Here's
Quit sleeping in front of my business.
Here's some more news about the homeless. This one from thereviewjournal.com. If someone looks like he could use a meal, be warned. Giving him a sandwich in a Las Vegas park could land you in jail. The Las Vegas City Council passed an ordinance Wednesday that bans providing food or meals to the indigent for free or a nominal fee in parks. The measure is an attempt to stop so-called mobile soup kitchens from operating in parks.
I see.
Where residents say they attract the homeless and render the city facilities unusable by families. The American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada called the ordinance blatantly unconstitutional, unenforceable, and the latest attempt by the city to hide and harass the homeless instead of constructively addressing their plight.
This is an issue that came up with the local Libertarian Party. The local Libertarian Party supported a mobile soup kitchen that was being set up in a park in a neighborhood that I was actually looking at a house that was there was one house facing the park, and this house was the next house to that house.
Right.
And you can believe that if every Sunday morning there was 200 homeless people.
They had a little church service and handed out some food, basically, right?
Right, but it all sounds fine and good when you're talking about it that way. But then that's where they stayed, and they'd pee, and they'd defecate, and they'd, it was just a homeless filth free-for-all every Sunday at this Gillespie Park where this was occurring. I'd be up at the top with the H&K 93 just...
No, you would not. No, you would not.
So angry. I did not buy the house. For that purpose.
Okay.
For that very reason, I did not buy the house. That person didn't sell their house to me because of those homeless people, and it's an activity that the Libertarian Party supported.
Wait a minute.
This is the problem with parks.
No, now wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're right. The problem is with parks, but let me recap what exactly happened here. These homeless gatherings were happening. This church was putting it on. Okay, so the church was telling the homeless people, hey, come on down to the park Sunday mornings. We'll feed you and have a little church service.
Yep, that's about Jesus.
And so people come in and they'll listen to the Jesus stuff and get the food for free. And,
whatever it takes.
And pee and poop everywhere.
Right.
And that's bad. I mean, it's bad. It's going to ruin the park. Nobody wants to bring their kids to the park while it's full of homeless people. For sure.
I certainly don't.
I don't think that the Libertarian Party, per se, was supporting that group. What happened was that as a result of this, and some of the complaints by probably people like you, Mark, the city council passed a measure banning gatherings in all city parks.
My complaint is parks.
We're going to get to that. I'm just telling you what happened as a result of this.
Right.
So because there were 200 people gathering in the park on Sunday mornings, 200 undesirables, the city council passed this regulation that says that, well, you cannot have more than 75 people unless you have gotten a permit.
Right.
And so that's where the Libertarian Party got involved, and they said, well, this isn't right. You know, these are government-run parks. You should not have, if they are indeed public property and so-called owned by everyone, then you should not have to be asking permission to be there if you have 76 people versus 74 people.
Right.
And so that, I think, is understandable. And they were using it to bring up the issue of parks, bring up the issue of privately owned parks. Because if, for instance, this park that we're talking about, the one where all the homeless were gathering, if that was privately owned by, say, a neighborhood association, and the neighborhood association didn't want anything to do with these gatherings, then they could evict these people.
And parks
they could kick them out.
Parks do belong to neighborhood associations. Many subdivisions build little... I remember a girlfriend had an apartment complex, and there were slides, and they had sandboxes, and they had the little... I don't know, whatever the rings that hang from chains are. And, you know, they had the whole deal there for kids to play on. That is not a public park. Swimming pools that have fences around them that say, you know, if you don't live here, you don't belong here. Get out of here.
Yep.
These are great examples of how private, you know, like a community can have its own recreational facilities and not have to allow this kind of thing to occur.
And it can be done cheaper. And the parks can be much nicer as well. The city's new ordinance, which officials said would begin, they'd begin enforcing as early as this Friday, defines an indigent as, quote, a person whom a reasonable, ordinary person would believe to be entitled to apply for or receive assistance from the government under state law. There's a few more details to this story, and we're talking about private parks, and if you don't think that private parks can work, 1-800-259-9231, because they can. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on there totally free. Amazon is where you should shop. In fact, you should shop there through our website. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com because we've got a nice little agreement with the good people over at Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with over 30 different categories of products for you to choose from. Delivered straight to your door, and most of them with free Super Saver shipping as an option, including their brand new grocery store, by the way. It's all there. Enter through our site, though. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything that you purchase, we'll get a percentage of. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Fred in Montana. Fred, do you have a homeless problem in Montana? Listening on KGEZ, hello.
No, we don't.
I bet you don't.
But the trouble is, they've been building these houses. You guys act like these housing projects are brand new. They've been building those housing projects for over 40 years.
These wet houses where they give people, they give homeless people alcohol for free?
I don't know about alcohol, but I'm talking about the housing projects. You know, back in Jersey, where I came from, they would build housing projects, and 6 months later, they'd be slums. Brand new, millions and millions of dollars, and in 6 months, they'd be slums. But you started off talking about the federal government.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about. Let's go back to housing projects. I just watched the other night on television. They had the National Guard down in Nicaragua building them homes and schools. Now, what is our National Guard doing down in Nicaragua, building them homes and schools?
I don't know. You should ask George Bush.
Yeah, I know. All right, 52% of the workforce. You also started talking about why our taxes are so high. When 52% of the workforce works for the government directly or indirectly, that's federal, state, county, and local, and we're $37 trillion in debt just on their pensions, federal, state, county, and local, how else can you stop from paying taxes? Now, the welfare state, you were talking about that, about the housing projects. From 64 to 1990, under the Johnson's Great Society, we spent $5 trillion fighting poverty. Well, the bureaucracy got 80% of that $5 trillion.
Yep.
The little old lady only got 20%.
Oh, that's presuming that. Yeah, that's presuming the bureaucracy was distributing the money correctly, which
that's
in fact
they got 80%.
Not.
80% of that $5 trillion they got.
Right, but remember, the 20%, they wasted 80% of that, of the 20%, on
that's
people that didn't need
sure.
it.
So who's on welfare, the little old lady or the government employees?
Well, the government employees, for sure, and a bunch of losers that like to drink and do drugs and pay for it with their welfare check.
Well, remember one thing, Roosevelt, read a book called The People's Pottage. It was written in 1948 and it was finished in 1952, where this guy, actually, he gets so frustrated, he goes and lives in a cave and dies in a cave. But Roosevelt wanted everybody totally dependent upon the federal government. This
sure.
is for all these alphabet agencies. Hoover was hired Edgar J. Ex-President Hoover was hired in 48 to do a study on the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
It was so big, so massive, he was afraid to publish it in the paper because the people would have been so outraged. Hopefully, back in those days, they had the brains to get mad.
Not anymore, they wouldn't.
Not anymore. They'd say, oh, great, you know, the welfare state.
It's disgusting, isn't it, Fred?
Yes, it is. It's getting worse and worse and worse.
What's the welfare state like there in Montana? I know it's a fairly small government there in Montana. I mean,
government is humongous. What are you talking about?
Really?
Oh, jeez.
Maybe it is Montana. I know there's one of the states nearby you. It's either Montana or Wyoming, where actually per capita, the government is huge. I mean, even though the amount of people there isn't very large.
Wyoming is actually one of the best states because it takes all its natural resources and uses those natural resources to lower our taxes. In Montana, you're not allowed to touch none of our natural resources. Our timber are just going to be allowed to burn. You're not allowed to get the coal. You're not allowed to get the natural gas. You're not allowed to get the oil. I mean, everything is locked up tighter than a drum. We got a bunch of environmental wackos running the Forest Service. We have a bunch of environmentalists running the government.
Fred, you're going to love this one. It's not in Montana, but it's Little Rock, Arkansas. A woodpecker that may or may not exist has brought a temporary halt to an Arkansas irrigation project. Federal judge has issued a temporary injunction against the $320 million plan because it may wipe out a habitat for the ivory-billed woodpecker, which scientists thought was extinct.
Yeah.
Hopes that
look at the spotted owl in Washington and in Oregon. 100,000 men lost their timber-related jobs because of 4,000 spotted owls.
No, but this is even better than that. Hopes that the woodpecker might still exist were raised when a kayaker reported spotting one in 2004. Avid bird watchers flocked to the White River area, but none could find proof of the bird's existence. So because one guy in a kayak 2 years ago said, I saw one, the federal judge says for the purposes of the lawsuit, he has to presume the woodpecker exists.
That's
and
crazy.
Says the federal agencies may have broken the nation's endangered species laws by dismissing the possibility.
Now,
the $320 million project is now on hold as a result. One guy in a kayak.
An ivory-billed woodpecker looks very similar to other woodpeckers. I think it's called a great woodpecker.
So it's better to let the forest burn and kill all the animals to protect one stupid owl one stupid bird.
It's insanity. Fred, thank you for the call.
Absolutely.
We appreciate hearing from you. You were saying about the woodpecker?
Well, they're essentially the same size, and they both have these little red pointy tufts on the top of their head. One of them has a white bill, and the other one has a black bill, and the way the red tuft is shaped is slightly different. But essentially, how close do you have to be able to identify one of, you know, let's call it the great woodpecker. I can't tell you for sure. I haven't Googled it yet. But how close do you have to be to tell one from the other?
Sure.
I remember when I was a kid. Now, this is a kid's story, but it's anecdotal.
Yes.
A friend of mine, John and I, were out, and we were in his front yard, and he had a huge plot of land. Mm-hmm. And we saw a snake that was red, yellow, and black. And in Florida, we have the king snake and the coral snake.
Right.
One of them is
red,
rather,
yellow.
Yeah. They're both
red,
yellow, black.
Colors. Okay.
But it's the pattern that the colors go in as to whether you have a highly venomous viper or a snake that eats vermin.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a big difference. I believed that I saw a king snake.
The king snake's the bad one, right?
The good one.
The good one.
He eats the vermin.
Okay.
The coral snake, red and yellow, will kill a fellow. Red and Jack is safe to pack.
Got it.
Or whatever.
I'll stay away from them all.
Yeah, I recommend that highly. But John, he was certain he saw a coral snake. So the two of us standing right there over this beast ran inside. You know, I'm like, he tells his dad. His dad comes out with his Luger and he's going to shoot the snake. I'm like, no, it wasn't. It was a king snake. But both of us were right there, and we saw something different. And that's how close we were. How far away was this kayaker from this bird? It's ridiculous.
The federal judge doesn't care. He's not going to be affected by whether or not this $320 million irrigation project goes through or not. So he put it on hold.
Yep.
Now we have to investigate. Now what are they going to do? Are they going to comb the forest looking for evidence of this so-called extinct bird? This is just insanity. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so we were talking about homeless people, and I didn't get to some of the other details in this story. It's from Las Vegas, where they've passed an ordinance saying that if you're providing a meal If you're providing even a sandwich to a homeless person in a Las Vegas park, you could be punished. According to the city's new ordinance, defines an indigent person as a person whom a reasonable, ordinary person would believe to be entitled to apply for or receive assistance under the government, under state law. How do you define a reasonable, ordinary person anyway? That seems difficult. Mayor Oscar Goodman, who has been a vocal advocate of cracking down on the homeless in city parks, dismissed questions about how marshals who patrol city parks will identify the homeless in order to enforce the ordinance, a violation of which would be a misdemeanor. Now, does both parties get the misdemeanor, the homeless person and the person giving the food? Certain truths are self-evident, said Mayor Goodman. You know who's homeless. City officials say they instituted the law in part because of recommendations from some who work with the homeless, who say offering food separately from other services, such as counseling or drug treatment, is counterproductive. According to the mayor, this is not a punishment. This is to help people. The people who provide sandwiches have good intentions, but they're enabling people not to get the help that is needed. And maybe or maybe not that's true.
Maybe or maybe it isn't, but it's their money, and they should be able to give, and their sandwich, and they should be able to give it to whomever they please.
Right, but the problem is, it's government parks. Because, again, if this was a privately run park, then the private park owners could set rules and actually keep out the types of people they don't want in their park in the first place. Mm-hmm. If you look a certain way, if you got your shirt off and a can of beer in your hand and a 5 o'clock shadow... They could say, sorry, sir, this is a family park, and you're not allowed to be here. But the government can't do stuff like that, because it's a public park, and everybody owns it, and everyone should be allowed in. And that's just not right. That's just something we don't need to be doing. Let's see. One advocate who feeds the homeless at the park says she will continue to do so. Quote, I'm going to do whatever I think is necessary to keep people alive. She's been cited twice for feeding the homeless, for holding a gathering of 25 people or more without a permit. And the idea that you should have to get a permit to have a gathering in a government park is extreme, in my opinion. Again, this whole problem would be solved if we get the government out of parks. And I mean the federal government, the state government, and local government. They just have no business doing parks. The parks would be cleaner anyways if it wasn't for the government. More on the way. You can take control of the airways. Hour 3 is coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.